You're listening to Cain and Corey.
And we're back!
Got it all out?
I think so.
Are you on drugs today? What's the deal?
No, I'm not on drugs today. You haven't freaked me out yet today, so I'm good.
You know what's funny? Because everybody in the Mafia during the pre-show is like, we get Xanax, Corey, today. I didn't know that you had taken a Xanax. We get done with the show, and Rick, cousin Rick Doble Sace in the Mafia, he says, well, what was it that Corey was on during the show yesterday? And I say, I don't think he was on anything. He goes, no. Towards the end, he says, oh, it's kicking in. And I'm like, I didn't know.
How did you not know? I told you I took one. Like, I said it a couple of times during the show.
Was it when I was glitching out? Because I don't remember you saying that you.
I don't know. I said. Because I had just got blood work done for like my cholesterol. My cholesterol was really high. Yeah. And then you were like, today's the number one day people die of heart attacks. And you told me that on the phone. So I was like, all right, well, I'm not dealing with this shit today. So I took a Xanax.
So you forced him to take a Xanax for yesterday's
Correct.
Show.
Correct. So thank you. Because today now I'm gonna have to go through withdrawals. So
yeah, but some of the comments, Doreen says Xanax Corey was fun.
Yeah, because Xanax Corey doesn't give a shit.
Well, it's probably why you were giving everybody shit, because let's see. Hang on. Let me find the...
Who was I giving shit to? I don't know what low-key digs it said.
Low-key thrown digs.
Stucci says, bro, Xanax Corey was throwing low-key digs yesterday.
At the government. I was talking about the government.
I remember that. Well, those weren't digs. Those were truths.
Yeah, I was telling truths
truth
about
bombs.
The, truth about the government. And to be careful. I don't want to wind up dead like the guy from Boeing, dude. Did you see the guy that was testifying?
Oh, he shot himself,
up dead?
Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah,
he shot himself. He's going to go for his second testimony to talk about it. He shot himself.
Yeah. That's what they said. A self-inflicted gunshot wound.
I mean, how obvious?
How more obvious does it have to be?
That's a hit. That is a hit. That's something you see in the movies. Yeah. They don't even care anymore.
This is a TV show.
They're saying kill him because no one's going to do anything about it. And they're right. No one's doing shit. No,
because everyone that owns stuff. And guess what? They got they're in people's pockets. They own the fucking police. They own everything.
Mm-hmm. We got off the phone this morning, and I went into Rick in the living room, and I go, oh, God. Like, did you hear Corey? He's so awake, and I fucking love it.
I've been juicing, dude. I told you yesterday, like, I feel clear. Like, my mind's clear.
I don't mean awake. I mean,
I'm not awake. No, but I'm not awake like you are per se. Because like you're more. No. I don't think.
Oh, you're getting there.
No, I don't think I'm.
This
going
is how
like,
it starts.
Because no, here's the thing. No,
this
no,
is
no,
how
no.
it starts. Because no, you're no, on the
I
path.
Still agree.
You're
no,
realizing.
Still,
you're realizing it's all big pharma. You're realizing it's all about money. Whether it's Boeing, you just said it's pharma. The pharmaceutical industry is just like the fucking airline industry. Yeah. It's just like this. They're all the same. Follow the dollar.
Yeah, but my thing is, I also don't. I still believe in space. In outer space shit.
All right. Well, no, you'll get there. Because that was one of the last things. That was one of the last things that I got to as well. But you'll get there. One thing at a time. Let me be happy.
Right. Be happy, dude.
What did you eat this morning that was so disgusting?
Oh, man. Y'all heard of Ezekiel 460? It's like a bread
Ezekiel
company.
Bread. It's like cardboard.
Yes. But yeah. So I've been eating Ezekiel cereal.
Oh.
Let me tell you, that shit was nuts. Like grape nuts. Kind of like, it was fucking like, ah.
Should put some fruit on it or something.
Yeah, I ate some fruit on the side of it.
All right, were you in Chelsea?
Yeah, hey. I was in Hell's Kitchen. I was next to your old apartment in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, but that stuff is good for you. It's like when that's good shit.
No, it's very good for you. Yeah, it's good for lowering cholesterol and all kinds of shit. Yeah. Whole grain is good for your body, dude.
So no drugs today, then?
Not yet. No, I'm probably fine. Yeah, I'm probably fine.
All right. Wait, what does Russ mean? Wait till you hear his no dinosaurs theory.
Because Cain doesn't believe in dinosaurs either.
No.
Oh, you don't? I never heard you say that.
He's already said that he believes there were dragons. Yeah,
they're just dragons. Yeah. Bible mentions dragons. Yeah, hey, you can laugh all you want.
No, but maybe the Bible.
Listen, I would have laughed too a certain amount of years ago. But when you start to, Corey, you've started to read. And it's amazing. One of the things that you were saying this morning is like, you kept saying, and did you know? And did you know? Like, who was behind all of these things that you were, Moderna, behind this?
Yeah.
Or was
So I was talking about breast cancer. You know about, because I've been reading, there's audiobooks and there's all kinds of things I've been listening to that people like have been lied to about. Like breast cancer. So apparently breast cancer, like the walks and awareness was like started by AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And AstraZeneca pushed mammograms and getting checked and get your titties checked, but put a bra on so they're not hanging. Bras apparently cause a certain percentage of breast cancer.
Yeah.
Like having your bras, because your bra's up, right? And it's causing the hormones to be stuck and they're not flowing, they're not getting out, and your body's not able to get out all the toxic stuff from your titties, and they turn into tumors. Then, okay, so that was that. And then AstraZeneca sells one of the biggest breast cancer drugs, chemo drugs. And we're telling girls to get checked every year, get checked every year. But what you get checked every year, you're getting a mammogram. A mammogram is just a fucking x-ray of your titties. And x-rays, obviously, are known to cause tumors because of the radiology. So they're like causing tumors.
Right, they cause illness to make money. Right.
That's what it's, and guess who owns these companies? The big fucking names who don't give a shit. And they're not doing the same things you're doing. They're not getting all these fucking, all this shit, dude.
It's one of those things where, like, you know, I can scream all that kind of stuff until I'm blue in the face and everybody can go, you know, you guys can go like, ah, you're full of shit. Then you discover it. And now it's like a brand new thing that you hadn't heard before.
No, we never talked about
that's
this
fine,
shit before.
But that's fine. Well, not this particularly.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, yeah.
Well, no, I get it. I feel good. I'm like a proud father.
No, but it's but it's crazy that AstraZeneca is the one that puts it on. But AstraZeneca makes, okay, they're the ones that make money off you dying. If you didn't get cancer, they wouldn't make money. What a stupid business plan that would be.
And what did I say yesterday? The food companies are pushing that along at a high speed.
All in cahoots.
We're all gonna get murdered today.
Well, not today. Okay. No, you know, someday. You know what? I will take that as a badge of honor. If the FBI deems me a big enough threat that they want to take me out, take me out.
Are you going to go down fighting, or are you just going to stand there like this?
What?
You're
going
to go
down fighting.
You're going down fighting, right? You're just like pencils and eyes and shit. Just
I ain't no pussy.
Yeah. I ain't no bitch.
Kat says, Corey, duh, we've been saying this for years about Big Pharma. Again, welcome.
I'm not replying to Kat because she fucking spelled my name wrong, and everyone knows how to spell my name.
Yeah, Corie. Did you do that? You know what I learned
that's
from...
That's a vegan, Corey.
The first President Bush, W, he used to call Saddam Hussein Saddam. And everybody was like... Saddam Hussein. And everybody was like, God, he's so stupid. He doesn't know how to say it. He did it on purpose. That's a sign of disrespect, especially over there when you mispronounce someone's name. So he would call him Saddam Hussein on purpose. I thought that was cool as hell. So maybe, yeah, she's spelling it wrong on purpose. That's a sign of disrespect.
There's also another controversy that Angelina Jolie, that she was paid by someone to do a double mastectomy, like paid a lot of money to start that whole fucking thing. And then women everywhere were getting double mastectomies, like fucking left and right, because she did it.
Yeah. We gotta get like an intro or something. Corey's new discoveries, because I feel like every day there's going to be something new. All right. Does that count as, do you have anything else? Any other new discoveries?
I don't think so. Oh, right. I don't think so.
You'll read more today. Yeah, and then you'll have something for tomorrow. By the way, just a show note. I've decided that Thursday and Friday we're going to take off because we're going down to Port Aransas, and it's a beach house. And I don't know if I'm really going to feel like waking up at the butt crack.
No, you shouldn't. Take a break. You deserve it. All right. Your friend.
Tool Job says Corey's eyes wide open segment.
Eyes wide open. Oh, can we get that as a sound drop?
Creed could be the opening song.
That's just the opening song. It just says, with eyes wide open.
Yeah, and then every show will get taken down.
Stephanie H., this morning I juiced, first of all, I had celery juice on an empty stomach. Gross. And then after that, with breakfast, I had apples, broccoli, and strawberries, and kale.
Just your cadence is happier.
Yeah.
I had strawberries and apples.
Can I be honest with you? I've been sore. Like, my shoulder, my joints, everything was really, really sore. Like, I have torn meniscus right now and fucking torn labrum. And I've been so sore. Like, everything's been hit. My hips, everything. And after, like, doing all this anti-inflammatory shit, like, I haven't taken any medicine. But eating like anti-inflammatory foods and all organic shit, I don't have any, I'm not feeling any pain at all. Like, it's fucking weird, dude.
You've been ingesting the gifts of Mother Earth and God.
It's fucking weird.
Do these things throw you, like reading these things that, you know, now your eyes are open, is it throwing you to an anxiety driven state, or are you getting past that?
And no, now I'm not just anxious. No, it's so fucking cool. It's cool to learn this shit and see what all these fucking herbs and shit do. Like, people thought like oregano was just good for food. No, oregano is good for fucking everything. People thought turmeric was just good in curry. No, turmeric, like, you fucking should just eat it. You should just have turmeric. Ashwagandha, not only that, cinnamon. Do you know, oh, we talked about it yesterday. But like, all this shit is like, it wasn't made for food. It was made for like health and like medicinal purposes. And we're just like, let's put it on some fucking French toast. It's like, no, bitch, just fucking eat it with something else.
What's funny is that, and I'm going to say with Kane, because he's been saying this shit for a long time.
Kane didn't say shit. Yeah, but, he can't eat hot dogs and fucking pizza rolls and shit, man.
That's look, because
I'm more laughing at, I think it's a great example of what it feels like to wake up and to learn shit and to figure out things and to know new things. I mean, the excitement that he's got for this is like, and it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's one of my theories or what Corey's into. It's just, it's exciting when you learn new shit, right?
By the way, who said that? Someone said a lot of diseases are just inflammatory things. Yeah, that's true. Did you know the word itis? That doctors made up itis, right?
Wait, hang on. I have to settle in for more learning.
Itis, all itis, all great, itis man. Means
is inflamed. Should we take notes? Is there a test on this next week?
All itis is just inflamed.
I feel like I'm in a lecture.
All itis is bronchitis. Your bronchial, it's inflamed. Everything is itis is just inflamed. It's just a fancy thing doctors made up to make up these things. Instead of being like, hey, yeah, your bronchitis is inflamed. Mm-hmm. It's swollen. We need to fix it. Oh, bronchitis, to make it sound scary. So you're like, oh shit, I'll take these fucking drugs now. And guess what? Guess what the fuck? Guess what else? Fucking the drug companies schmooze the doctors. Obviously, that's their fucking whole deal, right? All they do is they go hang out and throw them parties, getting free shit. Let's go hang out. Let's go to the fucking islands, dude. And then the doctor's like, oh fuck, I love this. Now I'm gonna sell your shit. But they don't sell the shit because it works. They sell the shit because it's like, I got this for free.
Wait, you mean to tell me that people pay the FDA to approve certain things?
Well, we already know that because OxyContin did that. And that's the fucking thing about like cancer medication and other shit like that. It's like, did you know that 90% of fucking doctors they surveyed said they wouldn't get chemotherapy?
Hell no.
If offered to them,
they
wouldn't
get
it. If they had cancer, they wouldn't take chemotherapy.
It's fucking poison. What'd you learn yesterday? I thought it was interesting.
Oh, shit. This is a crazy thing.
About tumors.
Oh, if you cut open a tumor.
A tumor
exists because it's your body surrounding cancer cells, trying not to let them escape. And apparently when a biopsy is done and they cut open a tumor, they can escape and get your bloodstream and spread.
Like all the spiders come out of the big, the mom is back.
So that's one crazy fucking thing. It all just makes so much sense too, which is fucking nuts. And the way they push these drugs and fucking, I was listening to this thing, Kane, and it said, he was talking about illnesses and where they stem from. He's like, this illness doesn't stem from that. He said, kidney disease, kidney cancer. He goes, that stems from feeling unwanted. It stems from feeling unprotected. And I was like, holy shit, that's Doug when he was a kid. His whole life felt like he was unwanted and all. Remember, he told us about school, about how you feel like you didn't belong.
Sure.
And that's what it said. And I was like, what the fuck? That makes so much sense.
We're at a scenic overlook having a drink and maybe a couple chips, Lake Travis in Austin, and I get a text, this is wild, you gotta hear this. And that's all it was. And I text Corey, I go, what, call me. And so he calls me and I'm sitting at the table and he told me why I have chronic kidney disease. Yeah.
Well, I didn't tell you why I said this was what this guy said, and it made sense because when he said it, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's Kane.
It's all bullshit. Like when you go to a doctor and you see that they're all in these publications on the wall, you know, they have them framed. They pay to be in those fucking things. We don't know that as a person. Like it's all bullshit.
So there was a press guy that used to work for Sloan Kettering. And apparently this was, I looked this up. There was a guy that used to work there and his job was to release press things about what was going on with the hospital. And there was a doctor at Sloan that was working on a seed, apricot. Apparently, apricot seeds have something in them called amyglins or whatever, but apparently those can battle cancer and like kill cancer. And the guy told him not to write it. Like, no, don't write that. Don't write about it. Don't say, write about this instead. Don't write about that. This isn't confirmed. We can't confirm this. Don't write about it. But he was like, I seen the work. It's proven. The doctor has proven that this is working. And he's like, no, we're not doing this. And made him stop.
Yeah. Well, it goes to, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, proven effective against COVID, but they wouldn't make any money on it.
They because right.
Like, it's a $2 for a pill, ivermectin pill and shit like that. The guy who invented ivermectin, this Asian doctor, invented it, right? Came up with it. YouTube took one of his videos down because they said he didn't know what he was talking about. He doesn't know anything about it. He's not an expert in the field. It's like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. But that's what they do, because if they can't make money, they're fucked. Oh,
Crystal said, yes, they pay for that. I worked for a doctor and had a ton of them, and I found out he paid for it. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Double A says, another great point. That's why they're making all fruit seedless, so we can't grow our own.
Yeah, actually, so too much apple seeds are bad. And here's another thing. They tell you not to have too much apple seeds, right? Because it's carcinogenic. But they found out apple seeds along with apricot seeds can help fight cancer. So is there a reason why they are saying it's carcinogenic? Is it actually going to kill you? Or is it because they don't want you to eat it?
Well, they're trying to scare you from eating it. We've already established they're not doing that for your health.
They're scaring you from doing it.
Right. Right.
Don't do it. It's going to kill you. Don't do it. But then it's like, is it going
to
kill me? So
it's like Seinfeld. We have to treat everything we hear like George. Remember the episode of Seinfeld when it was I think it was just George. He did everything that was instinctual to him. He did the opposite. And his life was 1,000 times better. Everything you hear, that's a lie. If there's a warning or a fact check slapped onto a post, you know that's the truth.
Yeah.
If someone tells you not to, it's bad for you. That means it's good for you. That's how we have to live our lives. Because Kat says, don't listen to the FDA. You need to find privately funded research and even then get multiple opinions. Yeah.
Yeah, because the FDA is getting paid off by fucking people like OxyContin to say yes to fucking. All right, I'm done. But that's just fucking. You told me to go, and I went.
No.
It's just crazy, because when you think about it, it just makes sense. It makes sense that a tumor would do that. It makes sense that your body would make a tumor to hold these things in because it's trying to protect itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kane said yesterday, could you use your platform to spread this, or is it just not worth it?
Probably fucking get murdered, Jay.
I'll protect you, dude.
You got to do it slowly. You can't just suddenly change because people will freak out.
Yeah.
Kat says, God, I love this, Corey. It's so sexy.
Whoa.
Hey.
I'm still eating meat.
Brooklyn Johnny says, you think they could stop fentanyl as quickly as they stopped hydroxychloroquine? Probably. Yeah. Probably. Doreen says, so give us the Doug kidney story. Didn't you? I think you just did.
I just said that kidney disease and kidney cancer and kidney, all this kidney functions come from feeling like you don't belong, like you're not, like no one's there for you, like all this shit, and that's how
now,
you felt.
Now, somebody might ask, well, that sounds silly. How can you get a disease?
Man, you can manifest diseases all the time. Your gut, your stress, everything causes disease. Your body is a fucking it's a fucking orgasm. Organism. It's an orgasm. Your body's an orgasm.
What's going on at your house?
Your body's an organism, and it's fucking, everything is fucking working, dude.
Corey's been having a brain orgasm all morning.
Yeah, all I had to do, dude, I haven't had, all right, I'm going to be honest, in 3 days, I haven't had one thing that's not like organic or like fucking any GMOs or any pesticide, like anything. Like even toothpaste and deodorant. I haven't, like, I'm like, yeah.
We're going to keep our eye on you.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about it. I don't think you're going to suddenly keel over. I think you're going to be fine.
We need a code. If you call me with the code, that means come and get me. Just whatever that code
say,
is.
I'm going to say, the code is, Big Pharma's here!
Yeah. So as Corey was telling me, the genesis of my chronic kidney disease is when I learned about Kirk Cousins signing with the Atlanta fucking Falcons. I'll always remember that. Just like where I was when the planes hit the Twin Towers. I will always remember where I was when I found
You'll
out.
You'll always know when the asteroids, where you were with the asteroids, took out the dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. It never happened.
You were there when Joe Biden was born.
But fucking A. Like, I won't dwell too much on it. Free agency. But the free agency in the NFL has been crazy this year. You know who the Vikings got instead of Kirk Cousins now? And I argue with a couple people on Facebook. One guy was like, because he signed for 4 years, $180 million, $100 million guaranteed. That's what, $45 million a year. And everybody's like, oh, he's overpaid. One guy was like, how much does he fucking need? I'm like, you know what? A man keeps his fucking mitts out of another man's pockets.
Yeah.
Right? Who are you to tell somebody how much? That's enough. You've had enough. How much do you need? Like, that's ridiculous. That's a stupid. He says, well, why do they make it public then? Well, knowing how much someone makes is a lot different than judging
commenting
them.
Commenting on it, yeah.
Right, and saying, oh, that's too much. Because they're pissed off. Like, well, people are saying that they should have. He should have given the Vikings a hometown discount. I'm like, in what world? I don't know what you do for a living. But would you ever do that?
No.
I like working here so much, I'll take less.
Yeah, yeah. That's the that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard
now
in my life.
Now that you say it like
I
that,
love
it's
freezing
ridiculous.
My ass off all year so I can, you know,
it's
get less money.
It's the dumbest thing ever. Like, why would he be loyal to a team? They're the ones with the billions. Why aren't they ever loyal to players?
How much does, I'm sorry, how long has he been there? 3 years?
6 years.
6 years. All right.
Well. Yeah, yeah.
It's not his hometown. It's not like he lived down the street. He's like, I've been, since I was a young boy, I've always wanted to play for the Vikings.
Yeah, no. I mean, his wife is from Atlanta, and I'm sure, you know, if you watch quarterbacks.
Oh, that's fucking, he's got no choice then.
I'm sure it had something to do with it. Well, she's not from Atlanta. She's from nearby, but they're from Georgia, so I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Yeah, she's like, we're going. As soon as she found out, she's like, we're going.
Yeah.
Staten Island Chris says athletes aren't worth $40-plus million a year. Do you agree?
Well, who are you to say that? You're worth whatever someone's willing to pay you. Yeah, that's what you're worth.
Yeah.
I don't think art is worth the fucking paper that it's painted on. But if someone's willing to pay $500,000 for something, that's what it's worth.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
So if you're going to make the team money, as in people are going to watch because of you or buy jerseys because of you or be excited of your team, you are worth that. Because if the team's making that much money, then you deserve a cut of it.
Right.
I get what he probably means. He means worth like value to the world. Like, you know what I mean? I probably mean
no,
that.
No, I get that. Aspect, but that's not how that works.
That's not. Welcome to America, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know, these owners, they've got billions. And if they didn't think, you think, they become billionaires because they're smart in the first place. You think they're so stupid that like they're just going to give that money away without knowing that they've got a way to recoup it and make a profit off of it? I mean, that's, and people are mad. I don't know where they get this player should be loyal to the team's shit from. Like, they're mad at Saquon Barkley because he crossed the street and signed with the Eagles. Yeah, I get it. That's your biggest rival. But the Giants didn't want him anymore. So
yeah, it's called business.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about fucking Jake Paul fighting Tyson. Mike Tyson. Yeah, about, oh, this is so stupid. It's so dumb. Why would he do that? Because they're going to make millions.
Right.
He doesn't care. Like Jake Paul said in his recent interview, he just beat up that guy the other day. And on the interview, they said, who are you fighting next? He goes, well, I like to fight real boxers because I want to prove myself. But he said, if something comes up along the way that's going to make me a ton of money, I'm going to do it. He goes, I don't care who it is. If it's going to make me a lot of money, I'm going to fight.
And I read something this morning about people being pissed because I guess they're wearing headgear and they're going to use the 18-ounce gloves as opposed to like the 8 to 10-ounce gloves that real fighters wear. So
everyone's
like,
it's
a pillow fight. It's a pillow fight. And they were saying it's ridiculous. But I don't know. I mean, it's an exhibition, isn't it?
Listen, I've seen the videos of Mike Tyson. That motherfucker can still bang.
Yeah.
He is still strong as shit.
If Jake Paul gets hit with one of his punches,
oh, he's
brain
fucked.
Damage. So that's why they're wearing helmets. Period.
Again, everyone's. I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch it because I want to see Mike Tyson fight.
And he's smart. He's doing it free for Netflix subscribers.
Yeah.
So fucking smart.
And Netflix is going to pay them so much money.
Ugh. It's going to be the most watched thing ever on Netflix.
Probably.
100%. Ricardo said he's fast as fuck, and Jenny says he's hung like a bull.
And he gets erections when people fight him.
Well, see, that's. I don't think you were here that day when we were showing the sparring video.
Yes. With him. No, he wasn't.
He's wearing his blue underwear, and his dick is hanging out. I'm like, first of all, the guy.
He's got a big dick?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's flopping around as he's sparring.
I guess you got to have a big, to be Mike Tyson, you got a big
dick. Right. But first of all, I'm like, why are you sparring? And they're like blue tidy whiteies.
People do that.
And then if I'm the guy who's sparring, I thought, isn't he aware that Tyson gets boners when he fights? Like,
and I don't want that to touch my leg or like my body. Like, I don't want you to touch it. I don't want your wiener to touch me.
Oh, it's touching stuff. It was flippy, flippity, floppity, flew.
Like an elephant trunk?
It was, I mean, you know, not that I stared. You didn't really have to stare because it stared at you.
Sometimes it's okay to look, dude.
No, I know. I really don't have an issue with
that.
That
ain't gay. It's only gay when you go touch it.
Well, hang on. How come you give me shit every time like a celebrity penis? Antonio Brown's cock. And then Corey's like, oh, I bet
okay,
you
saw
it. Always Google that
it's
shit.
It's gay to Google it and like look at it for a long time. But if something comes across your screen, it's okay to look at it and be like, oh my God, look at that. And then look away. You don't go back and double time it.
What's a long time?
I say more than 5 seconds. Is a long look.
Okay, that's longer than I thought you were going to say, because that's a gaze. 5 seconds
well,
is a
you
gotta gaze.
You got to give your chance to do this.
That's you know a gaze. I mean? You gotta, if you cock your head, that's a gaze.
Yeah, I mean, you can't spell gaze without gay.
A look is like the picture comes up. Oh, geez, that is big. And then you move on. That's a look. That's a glance.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4,
now you're,
5.
Now,
that's,
see,
it. That's it.
No,
that's
see,
it.
You had time to imagine things.
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
I don't care.
A little hypocritical. Get on me for...
Okay, so I didn't Google it. I'm not right here. I could right now. I could be looking at Mike Tyson's wiener like Jay's been doing the past fucking 30 seconds.
I'm trying to find one without without somebody commenting on it just so you could see it. But yeah, it's big.
Rachel says no more than 2 blinks.
I don't blink a long time. That could be at least a minute for me.
Ricardo says, let me look again. Let's see. I'm looking at some of these comments.
Imagine if I was that big, Bill Crosser. Yeah, no.
Phil says, let's talk about Jake Paul's dick now. Never saw it.
Yeah, who saw Jake Paul's wiener? That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here he goes. See, you have the option to not Google it. Now you're Googling it.
No, I'm not Googling
okay,
it.
I thought you were Googling it.
I looked down. I looked
show
down
me your
paper.
Hands.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, Google Jake.
So the Vikings moved on to
No, I was just kidding. Hold on.
Sam Darnold this morning.
Who?
Sam Darnold.
Who's that?
Failed Jets quarterback, Carolina Panthers quarterback, played with the fucking Niners last year. You know who Sam Darnold is.
Well, they really want to fucking, what are they doing over there?
Yeah, they're winning 2 games next year.
Just throw in Josh Dobbs. Might as well let him play quarterback. Sam Darnold.
Justin Jefferson. Loved Kirk Cousins and wanted to play with him. He's going to ask for a trade. Mark my words. Justin Jefferson is going to want out. So this is just a garbage football team. Worst general manager in fucking football. He's a DEI hire. Not qualified to run this fucking team at all. And it's just, I had to get that off my chest.
Wow.
I'm rooting for the Falcons. I'm buying a Falcons Cousins jersey next year.
No, you're not. You're you're so petty. You're the pettiest, dude.
I want the Falcons to win a Super Bowl and shove it up the Vikings' ass next year. Oh, anyone know a good tattoo removal place? get my tattoo removed. Look at that. It's almost ready. It's all faded out and shit anyway.
Yeah, just like their team, dude.
Exactly. See? Somebody the other day said, you should get that refreshed. I'm like, why?
When they win the Super Bowl, maybe.
Yeah.
If I had season tickets, I would cancel them. That's how bad, that's how pathetic this
God,
team is
right
now.
You're really fucking hurt, dude.
Bitter, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got time.
Rick said, Doble says, Rick's Jefferson already asked this morning. See, there you go. He already asked.
I got a question. What the fuck does that family do? They all know this shit before everyone else knows it. What are they? Is ESPN on right now?
They love football.
Do they have ESPN ESP? Like, how do they have?
They probably get notifications on their phone and shit, right?
No, because the son.
Rhett.
Even a retinue.
He just woke up and the first thing he does is look at ESPN or his apps or whatever. Like, they love football. As much as I love football.
Yeah.
I love it a little less now that I know it's rigged, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I can still be a fan. Kat says, this is Corey's brain is firing fast on fruits and veggies.
Yeah. Damn, she's right. I didn't have any fucking meat yesterday. I had some fucking Indian dish that was vegetarian. And then last night, oh man, she's right.
Wow.
It'll be days before I start fading away, just like the rest of the vegans.
You're not a vegan. You don't go vegan.
I still eat meat, right?
Eat chicken. Thank you.
I'm just trying to get my cholesterol in check right now.
Now, what you got to do if you're like, you know, don't go to the grocery store and buy the name brands or even the fruits and vegetables there. You already said the difference in size, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Organic
and non-organic. And it makes a difference. It's a huge difference.
You got to get like butcher block now. Like get a order directly from
No,
a farm
you don't have to go. Just go to a butcher. Just go to a butcher, an actual butcher. I mean, there's so many butchers around me.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I would still rather try. It's too expensive for someone like me, but you know.
It's not a Doug Peterson thing.
Well, it is a Doug Peterson thing, but it's I can't afford it. Yeah. So I got a deep bag. Do you want to? We haven't heard about Corey's car in a while. Let's do the quick D-bag because it's really not a big deal. And then, but I'm sure people will like it. People enjoy calling me a D-bag, so I let them have it. So we'll do that in there.
Dads, let's make me a D-bag, baby. Dads, let's make me a D-bag, baby. With Kane and Corey.
Wow. And you can probably apply this to babies too, but I met a Great Dane yesterday. We're out there tossing the ball, and a woman comes by walking her dog, huge ass dog, and the dog's Great Dane's name is Megan.
Nope, not allowed.
And I looked right at her. I said, "What?" She goes, "Megan." I'm like, "That's a Great Dane." And it's Megan?
Yeah, she'd be like Xena, like Princess Warrior.
And I go, "Okay." And she was just, I could tell she was super offended by that. And there's nothing more to it. I questioned a woman on her dog's name, her poor choice of name for her dog, her Great Dane.
You did
Dane.
Basically call her a dumbass when she said that. Yes. You're like, really?
That's the D-bag part, possibly. Yeah, but it took me by surprise. I expected like Thor, you know, or Ragnar.
That's what I'm saying, like a girl name, but like Xena, like a shrug. That's a big dog.
Yes.
Not like, hi, it's Megan.
It doesn't fit.
I'm Megan.
I wanted to ask. It's like, I know it was small when it was a puppy, but did you not know that they grow to be really big?
Yeah, you didn't know you had a miniature horse on your hands?
Even name the fucking thing Marmaduke. You know, it's derivative, but at least it's fitting.
Could you imagine if I named Dash Kyle? Kyle.
Kyle.
That'd be the weirdest name. Chad, get over here. We can't just go around naming dogs human names. That just people doesn't name. Make sense at the fucking park, you know what I mean? Because if you're at the park and you're like, Kelly, I'm gonna be like, where the fuck is this?
Is your daughter missing? Where is she gonna help
she
look?
She seeing somebody? Your dog's name's Kelly?
Daughter
Are you okay?
Oh, I thought your daughter was kidnapped, you fuck. Yeah. I mean, we've talked about, we do it all the time. Find out a stupid baby name and we make fun of it. So what's the big deal? I think I would do the same thing if a baby's name was something so fucking stupid and I was there in person. I would question it. I might not question Rufus, but if you make it like Jarufus, then I might.
You want to if there was someone's name and they're like, here's a little Rufus, you wouldn't be. Are you kidding me?
Maybe I would.
Here's 6-pound, 4-ounce baby Rufus. I'd be like, you named your kid Rufus?
You're right. I would question that.
I don't think you're a D-bag. I think you were just caught off guard. I think you were like, oh, shit.
I definitely was caught off guard.
No, I don't think you're a D-bag for that.
Yeah. Jenny says Rufus is a great dog's name.
That's what I'm saying. For a baby, though, not good.
We're getting a lot of comments. Like, some people know dog's name, like Roy and Kevin. And could you imagine? Hey, yeah. Kevin.
Well, like, my boss, his cat's name is Rick.
That's so fucking dumb.
That is weird.
It's weird. Yeah. It's not a cat. Do the cat some justice. I mean, there's no way you look at a cat and go, that looks like a Rick. It doesn't happen.
No, it looks like a Whiskers or like a...
Right. I know those names are very popular and lots of cats have them, but they're
for a good reason.
Right. Cat says, my client's cat is named Kevin. Okay. Yeah, she babysits animals for a living. So
Bill Crosser's dog's name is Rosie.
That's a good name.
Yeah, that's
that's fine.
I feel like, okay, a dog named Rosie, I feel like it's an old, fatter dog with big-ass nipples. You know what I mean?
One of those dogs with the smushed faces.
Just like the big pink nipples are hanging down. It either had puppies or just had a period and like the nipples never got smaller.
So
one of those smushed face dogs that waddle, Ruth would be a good name for them.
Ruth, yeah.
I can see a Ruth.
I see Rosie being a mix, like a mutt, you know what I mean?
Car Rosado said her dog's name is Betsy. I think there's some names that can overlap, but Megan's not one of them. So I don't think you're a D-bag.
I haven't really seen anybody call me a D-bag in here, so that's good.
D-bag or not, Mafia, what's up?
No, everyone's just trying to justify names. Everyone's just going through. It's like we said, hey, what's the best dog name?
And I take that as not a D-bag if they're... You know, just
we named one of our cats before this one Kitty.
Yeah, I had a cat named Kitty too. Yeah, and then my sister was like, you can't name it Kitty. And then she tried to name it Kate because it's kind of like Kitty. But like, I'm not calling my cat Kate.
Yeah. Here, Kate. No, it's Kitty. What's up, Kitty?
Hey, Kitty. What's up, Kitty? Kitty. Yeah, so good. I am not
a D-bag. This is what we're saying.
Not a D-bag.
Yeah. Jenny says, I think Kane needs some turmeric juice to be nicer. Nah.
I got some turmeric juice right now in a thing. I could juice it up for you if you want. And you got to take it, though. You got to take turmeric juice with black pepper to make it get in your system, better absorb better in your system.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that on Monday when I come back.
Okay. Good for you.
How am I going to get it?
I told you all the herbs you should buy for your kidneys. You got to do that.
Yeah, I know. You sent me stuff. I'm aware.
Don't fucking be dumb. Read it and fucking take it to heart.
I did read it, and I will take it to heart.
I could do it, but I don't think I'm going to because I want to die a painful, slow death and watch everyone look at me as I'm in pain and agony because I don't want to help myself.
Speaking of that, my cousin wanted to look at because I got this big spot, right, that I think it might be cancer. And Kirsten was like, well, let me see
what?
It.
What? Did you just say you got a big spot that you think it might be cancer?
You shot over that like you were talking about the wind.
I was just relating to what Corey said. And Kirsten was like, well, let me see it. And I'm like, it's gross. I don't want to show you. And then I also don't want to go to the doctor.
Dude.
Yeah.
You got to go get that checked.
Nah.
Even I went to get my checked. My mole.
The wire came out or something again.
I don't fucking. I'm over this shit.
You're what?
I'm over it.
You're over what?
You being dumb and doing dumb shit. Okay, fuck, dude.
What's you all right, man. Up?
What you need to start doing is drinking green tea every day.
Oh,
okay.
Because
I'll tell you what, green tea has polyphenols that are really good for your skin and help protect against UV radiation. You need turmeric. You need aloe vera, obviously. You need calendula, which is an herb for skincare products and anti-inflammatory and has healing properties. Also, milk thistle. So those are some things you should start doing right now if you think you've got skin cancer. You know what's crazy, dude?
What?
Is you don't even need a doctor. You know what you need? ChatGPT. You can ask ChatGPT fucking anything, and it'll fucking tell. If you're not happy, you'll be like, give me some more. I'll be like, hey, ChatGPT. I just said, ChatGPT, what's good herbs and medicinal things for skin cancer? And it tells you. And then you can be like, okay, what are some more? And it'll tell you some more. And it'll fucking keep telling you.
It might just be a wart, is all I'm saying. So why go to the doctor if it's nothing?
Because what if it's not?
Your mom.
Right.
AJ Kirby Barbie. I might fuck around and buy a farm and just start making fucking
right?
herbs.
No shit. I think you should. Are you a narcissist? Do you think you're a narcissist?
I don't think so.
Because I found the 11 signs of being a narcissist this morning, and just want to run these through. I think the mafia especially would have an opinion on this. So I see if we can mark the boxes. Signs you might be a narcissist. Now, Corey this morning said right away, I think I am. But I don't think you really
sometimes,
are.
Sometimes, yeah, okay.
All right, self-centered. Okay, that's you checked that box, Corey. Okay, then,
you think
right?
I'm self-centered? Well, I guess. Not always.
No, well,
sometimes.
That's a hard one.
There's been moments where you haven't been. You care a lot about other people.
Right.
But
right,
then there's, you know.
Sometimes
when it comes,
I am, but sometimes you got to care about yourself. It's healthy to care about yourself. So I'll give you 50% on that. You can do half a check.
Yeah, where's the line? Like, is it self-centered to purposely not return a text, or is that just rude? I mean, I'm not calling you out on anything. I'm just saying, thinking out loud. I mean, self-centered. That's
yeah, I
a hard
believe
one.
That. I have narcissistic tendencies.
Okay. Next one is makes lots of empty promises.
Not me. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. You think I'm self-centered?
Sometimes. I think we all are a little bit.
Yeah. We all are. We have
right.
to be.
See, that's why that one's a hard one. You have to think of yourself.
You're supposed to, because if you're not, if you're only thinking about other people, then you're never leaving time for yourself.
There right. has to be a difference between
which doesn't help other people, then.
Right. You have to
have
self-love.
Yeah.
Self-love.
Okay, Whitney.
Yeah, all right. Go for
it. It's the greatest love of all. I don't make a lot of empty promises, so yeah, no. That's if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Shows jealousy towards others?
Nah. I have in the past when I was younger.
Yeah, oh, me too, for sure. Not anymore. I'm all about like, hey, good for you. Because I learned that just because someone else is successful, that doesn't mean that you're a failure. It has nothing
to do with that. No, that's actually, right. you should take their success and make it your own. You should like learn from
right.
that person.
Right. You gaslight people?
See, that's a word. It's a weird word. Like, I don't like get like. You make people believe things that aren't true to make them think like they're crazy.
They gave it a name. They've turned it in. To me, it's like defending yourself. But they've turned that into, like, you know, if you do defend yourself, if somebody accuses you of something and then you turn around and blame them for it, they're saying, well, that's gaslighting.
So that's that happened between me and Showkiller Mike one time. So I was in his office and I was like, Mike, you told me this is the email you sent me. You said I didn't have to do it because of this. He goes, no, I didn't say that. I said, Mike, I'm going to show you the email right now. He goes, Corey, you're gaslighting me. And I was like, this is the email.
Same thing to you.
It says it right here.
Yeah. Him telling you that you were crazy, that's gaslighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had proof, which he probably didn't expect that you would have. No. Let's see. Inflated sense of self-importance.
No, I don't ever do that. There's a lot of people, like the people that had 30,000 followers were like, we should get a table at this fucking restaurant.
Right.
Like, that's narcissistic. I've never done that.
That's someone who's new to it all, you know? Like, they don't know how to behave yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Lacks new, empathy.
I like how you say new to it all. They only have 30,000 followers. Not new to nothing. They're fucking just dicks.
No shit. Lacks empathy. You don't lack empathy.
No.
Yeah.
There's instances where something that I thought should make me sad didn't make me sad. But all in all, no. I think I have empathetic people.
I think people think I lack empathy sometimes, but I don't.
It's just the way you come off a lot. Like when Jace gets crying and you're like throw him in a room and lock the door.
That'd be the case. It's funny. That's just funny. Sometimes a defense mechanism. Obsessed with power and success?
I'm successful. I want to be successful. Yeah, I'm not obsessed with it, though, but I would like to be successful.
Would you like to have power?
I don't need power.
You're not obsessed with it. Nah, power's... Well, it depends.
Power's a lot of responsibility. I don't want power. And that's something I don't want. I would like to be successful without power.
Right. For example, every politician is a narcissist. And we already knew this.
Oh, yeah.
Right. 100%. Talk about gaslighting people. No one gaslights like politicians.
No.
Fuck. Charismatic? Yeah, you're charismatic.
Yeah, I would say that. That's a narcissistic thing. I thought that was just good to be charismatic.
Vicious for compliments?
I like to receive compliments, but I'm not going to sit there and be like, hey, huh? You like that? You like that?
Did you hear that thing I did? That was good, right?
Yeah. I remember, again, Showkiller Mike, I would always want him to say good things about, like, hey, did you hear that break?
Because all he would ever give you was negative.
Always negative. So, like, I would do exactly what he'd tell me to do, and I'd be like, hey, did you hear that one? Did you like it? And he wouldn't fucking say anything, and that would, like, piss me off. So, yeah.
He's someone who feels like, even though it's his employees, and he was supposedly like trying to teach us and lead us, if you did something good, he took it as like he hated if we did well.
Yeah.
He hated if you had a good break, and he wouldn't admit, he wouldn't say that. Yeah. I don't know. He's just a fucking asshole. And then monitors your movements and tries to isolate you from others. Nah.
No.
That's not anybody. And then minimizes your needs and opinions.
A lot of the things I was when I was younger, like when I was in relationships when I was 16, I would do this kind of shit.
You minimize my opinions.
Well, your opinions are stupid, so.
There it is.
My opinions are the only ones that matter. Right? To be honest, I just want to be the leader of the show and be in power. And
hey.
I think this is a prime example of me not wanting power.
Fake
please.
News. Listen, you're fake news. You're fake news.
I wonder what kind of household that is, huh? Republican household? I wonder if that's a Republican household or Democratic household.
I'm taking this home.
Yeah.
They have this button in their house. This is like the
fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
That's funny.
Hey, let's play Utter Nonsense.
Pick a phrase. It's your turn now. Make it quirky, make it funny, and take a bow. Impress the judges with your comical flair. If it's nonsense, Kane and Corey are there. Utter Nonsense.
Utterly nonsensical fun.
15 voices on this sheet. You can just call out a number. I've got some cards. Here are the sentences. Corey goes first.
I will give you number, lucky number 7.
All right. I'll tell you what the sentence is first. Shh. I want you to hear this fart.
All right. That's fine.
That's the sentence. And you said 7?
Yep.
A parrot owned by Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know how parrots mock?
Oh, my God. Yes, I know how they mock.
Yeah. So a parrot owned by...
Everybody get a chopper. No.
Wouldn't the parrot people be like, do the chopper now. That sounds like a rooster.
I love my maid.
The chickens go bagak.
No, I've heard parrots go...
All right, I'll leave you.
Parrots can make that noise. Parrots go. Bah, bah. Well,
macaque is.
All right, fine. I won't do macaque anymore.
That's a chicken. Right. Polly want a cracker? That sort of thing is what a parrot does.
Polly want a cracker. Bah. Bah. I'm trying to chop her now. I'll be back. They do that. They do their. Have you never owned a parrot?
No.
Here's the thing: you've never been that close to a parrot. They chopped it. They go. They do that with their.
They do.
And they stick their tongues out, and they're very like fucking neurotic.
All right. Are you done?
No, I haven't said the fucking sentence yet.
No. Okay.
Bah. Bah. Shh. You're gonna want to hear this fart. Bah. get out of here. I don't give a shit.
Wow. I think that was your first below five, dude.
Wow. Come on, Corey. At least read the sentence in an Arnold voice, then.
Okay, but how am I supposed to sound like a bird and Arnold at the same time?
I know, it's hard.
Into the chopper.
There you go.
Everybody to the chopper now. I will be back. Bah! You're gonna want to hear this fart.
Wow.
I want you to show me what a parrot sounds like.
I didn't get that card. I didn't draw that number. I don't know. I don't know. I just know it repeats things.
Yeah, it repeats things, but also it doesn't only repeat things.
Who's
it makes
your daddy?
Noises.
What does he do?
You know, exactly. What you just do after that?
All right, so maybe it goes bop. Okay, I'll give you a 4 or 5. Fuck, I don't know.
I'm going with a 4. You can put mine down. 4.
Oh, that's not a parrot. That's a, what is that? That's not even a
parrot.
I'll
give you a 4. There was too many chickens in there.
That's fine.
All right, Jay. When I was your age, Grandpa Richard was the only good dick in town.
Oh, wow, dude.
Okay, I'll take that one.
Give me a number.
You've 1 through 15, and you got... I'll take 3. 3.
Hans and Franz.
We are like here to pump...
To pump you,
you up.
Okay, all right.
We are here to pump you up. Welcome to the show. It's the Kane and Corey Show. We are here to pump you up. I remember when I was young, Uncle Richard was the only good dick in town. What? Yeah, we are here to pump you up.
What is happening? And he claps.
Can I get a round of applause for that? That was fucking method acting at its finest.
From SNL, you remember Hans and Franz?
Well, yeah, but it sounded like that, like half of that, and then mixed in with some other shit.
Yeah, no, that was, well, that mixed in with Jay. Yeah.
And Stucci's, is it Chinese? It was kind of like Chinese and Austrian.
Well, Austrians sound Chinese. Like the Chinese of today.
Oh, Doble wow. Say says, wow, his voice is making my dog growl.
That was great. Yeah. Michaela the D-back.
5, 6, 5, 5.
I'm going 5, yeah.
All right.
Well,
my card is, back in my day, a selfie meant beating your own meat.
Ooh.
Pick a number, Corey.
For you?
For me, yeah, because I can
8.
See them.
8.
An overly polite restaurant hostess.
Oh God, here we go.
Hi, welcome to Bennigan's. We're so glad you're here.
And he's gay, too.
Oh, that was supposed to be a girl.
Oh, sorry.
More than she
Hi,
lesbian.
Welcome to Bennigan's. We're so glad you're here. We just remodeled. Doesn't it look great? There's a new carpet over there. Don't look over in that corner. There's a stain. There was a child here earlier that spilled something. But it's just, we're just over the moon that you're here. Where would you like to sit? I know you don't want to sit anywhere near the kitchen. That's where we put the plaques. But she's overly polite. She doesn't have
like
a
filter. Oh, my God.
And she's also slightly racist.
Oh.
Is this your family? Oh, they're so beautiful. Is it just 4 of you? Okay, great. Follow me, please. Your waiter will be with you in a moment. Oh, my God. And once again, thank you for dining at Bennigan's. Oh, and one more thing. I see that you're taking a picture. You know what? Back in my day, taking a selfie meant beating your own meat. Oh, no.
Is it racist that he put him next to the kitchen? They were black.
Wow, that was good, man.
It was also set in the 50s.
I'm going, okay, that's, thank you for putting that on there. I'm going eight.
Okay.
Solid eight.
Yeah, I was going to say eight before you did. Number eight. Right. Give it an eight. That was good, man.
Thank you.
Wowzers.
Appreciate that. Forbidden balls. You need some sleep. How do you say meh four on that one? That's just, I don't know what he heard.
I'm going, let's see, I'm going three.
Three? That was what? That was Hans and Franz.
I'm going two.
Two. All right, I'll tell you what that is after the sentence. My wife likes to remind me of how simple things were when we were just brother and sister.
All right, yeah, sorry, I like that one, yeah.
And you said two?
Yeah.
Leprechaun.
No, what the fuck?
You can mulligan it.
Oh,
but, you know.
My gold. Oh, no, my gold. Yeah. Somebody took my gold.
Think the Lucky Charm guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lucky Charms.
Magically delicious.
Somebody took my Lucky Charms. Oh, no, look at these. No, give me something different.
Mulligan. You want something else?
Yeah,
mulligan. All right,
You pick. I don't care.
That's not magically delicious. Give me another number.
10.
10? A depressed monkey.
My wife left me.
Look at Dash in the background. That's a suicidal monkey. Depressed.
We were reminiscing about the good old days. Back when we were sisters.
All right. That's close enough.
Wow.
He really didn't do much other than monkey cry, so I don't know.
What's a depressed monkey supposed to do? I talked about my they he's not, left me.
He's so sad. He doesn't throw poop at anyone anymore, and he doesn't let people pick bugs off him. He refuses to pick bugs off the other monkeys and eat them. You know, there's all the monkey stuff.
We really set the expectations too high for these.
He won't swing anymore, you know, because he's so sad.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'm going with a five. I'm giving him a five.
Yeah, I'm going to go five.
Right.
Because I don't know. You're happy in other parts of your life, but I think the turmeric is ruining utter nonsense.
Okay. I think it's the fact that I've gotten two animal ones in a row. The animal ones are for Jay does the animal ones. He's good at the animals.
Yeah. Well, you call me out when I miss opportunities. So that's all I'm saying. Jay, your college lacrosse stories are boring me. Let's just go home and fuck already.
All right.
You can mulligan. Remember, you can mulligan.
I'll take 11.
You want that sentence?
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. Oh, God. This is going to be gross, Mafia. I'm sorry. A chick playing tennis.
Oh, God. I'm turning off the sound.
That sound is her running across the
court. Yeah, we get it.
No, we got that. Yeah.
Oh, Becky! Becky, your college lacrosse stories are boring. Let's just go home and fuck already!
Why? If it's a woman, why is Becky gonna be the one to fuck?
Because
her?
She's a lesbian.
I also got a question. When you did that was too fast of a volley. No, that doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, see?
No, that was way too fast of a volley.
Well, I don't play tennis.
Everyone's ringing a bell. I'm going to give you, it wasn't awful. It was just made me feel weird in my underwear.
Dawn said, make it stop.
Your underwear was the opposite of Tyson.
Yeah, I got my, let's just say my dick's the belly button. I'm going... You did what you were supposed to do. It wasn't the best, but it was. I'll give you seven.
All right.
Wow. I'm with Jen. Jenny says, I don't know. I have mixed feelings. So
do I. It wasn't awful.
Yeah. Some of those were spot on.
That's why I went with 7. 6 or 7 would have been for me, but I gave him 7.
Yeah, the rest of it was kind of annoying. you know, I'm in a nice mood today. I'll give you a 7 on that.
All right. I'm up there. All right.
My card is, I love those new sneakers. You definitely invested that stimulus money wisely. Stupid.
Yeah.
Mulligan. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn because I'm a ghost and I only care about ghost things now.
I don't give a damn. I
kind of like it, but all right, I'll mulligan it. Sorry I'm late. I was busy making this bong out of a colostomy bag.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good.
That's on par with what we do.
Give me a number.
I'm going 6 for you.
Yeah, 6.
That's 6. Good. Ooh, coffee talk or like an NPR radio host.
Oh, remember SNL? That's too easy for you.
Welcome to Coffee Talk.
Yeah.
That is easy for you. Want me to pick something else?
No, that's good. Go ahead. You got it.
Wasn't that? I'm feeling a little beklempt.
Because you got all the.
If I get a fucking.
Coffee Talk. Welcome to Coffee Talk.
Yeah. That's it.
It's sweater weather. Oh, I'm feeling beklempt over here.
Yeah, that's it.
Can I poop in here? Welcome back to the show. It's Coffee Talk. We're happy you're here. Oh, could you pour me some more coffee? Only 2 Splendors this time. You're trying to kill me over here with that stuff. Thanks very much, honey. You got a light? Oh, I know. I don't know where I found these menthols either. They don't sell those anymore. It's a good one. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We're just sort of discombobulated here this morning. We don't really care. It's like no one watches this fucking thing anymore. No one watches. I won't get in trouble for saying that. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry I'm late. I was a little late this morning, but I was at home making a bong out of my husband's colostomy bag. I'm sorry. Yeah. And then I asked him, can I shit in here?
Well, I will say that was good. That was solid. But you fucked up the verbiage.
So I did give fuck you 7. Up the card. I did.
I'm gonna give you 7. And you know what? You know why I'm giving you? You know why I take off points for you? We all take off points for Jay because you got the card right in front of your fucking face.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. Why should right I here. Get punished for?
Because you can read it. You gotta be. If you can read, you gotta get it right.
Well, I don't take any points off when you mess up a card.
I don't have it in front of me.
Well, exactly. Okay, so 7.
That don't make any sense.
You gave me a 7. You said.
Yeah, give 7. Yeah.
I'm going with a 9. That was good. I felt like it was.
Yeah, that was Jay's favorite. I think
you felt like you were watching the actual.
Yeah, that was
Jay
good.
Thought he was talking to his aunt.
Yeah,
He's like, I'm watching a cable access show.
Yeah, this is good. This is public access. Yeah.
My nuzzin Kirsten gave me a 10. Thank you. All right, Jay. No, Corey.
Corey's up. Yeah.
Honey, football gets confusing with all those rules, but ain't nothing confusing about some of them tight ends.
Honey, football gets confusing with all them rules, but ain't nothing confusing about them tight ends.
Oh, I hope you guys a good one.
I know. You know what? I think I'm going to pick.
All right.
I'm going to give you one. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Because I want this to be, let's see. Oh, they're all good. Okay, I'm going to pick gay traffic cop. It fits this one.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
He's now he's standing up. Fuck the turmeric. He's getting into it. Oh, nice walk.
Excuse me. Do you know how fast you are going back there? Back there, like 2 miles. Super fast. Way too fast. What are you wearing? What kind of shoes are those? Oh my God, are those Prada? They're heavy, I know. Very heavy shoes. I know. I get it. I understand. But listen, oh my God. Are you pregnant? Oh, you're just fat. I'm sorry. Listen, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to have to give you a ticket because you're just going way too fast and you're looking stunning in those shoes. Okay, here we go. All right. Listen, is he watching football over there? Oh my God. Listen, football is so confusing with all those rules. But I know it's not confusing. Those tight ends. You know what I'm saying? All right, get home safe. I'm leaving. All right, I got to get out of here. Yeah. Bye.
All right.
Oh,
wow. This is why I think you couldn't be any dumber. You go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
All right.
Woo.
I'm going 9. I enjoyed. Right. Yeah.
Does that warrant a full 10? I don't know, man. That was...
Yeah, I just, you know, I should maybe, well, no, I'll stick with nine.
No, I'm going with the 10. It was 9 or 10. I don't think you could have done that any better, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I feel guilty. I'm going to give you a 10.
I feel guilty.
I mean,
what else could you have done?
Wrote up the Prada shoes and everything.
Shoes. You tied in. You got to. This is one of the keys. One of the underrated keys is finding a segue, a way to get into the card that's realistic.
True, very true. And right? I just learned that parrots, I can't really, parrots, monkeys, but gay guys, dude, I can do it all day.
That's
my strong point.
All day long.
All day. All right, Jay, the most rewarding thing about swimming in fountains is all the wishes I ruin. I think that's funny, but
that's
okay.
Funny, yeah.
I'll do that. I'll do that one. I'll do it.
Okay, well, I'll give you a choice. You want that one?
Swimming with fountains is all the wishes I ruin.
I'll give you that one. That's funny. Or this one. If your moldy shower curtain is any indication, I bet your bed sheets are ready for fall harvest.
I'll do the other one. The wishes. Right. Just say it to me one more time.
The most rewarding thing about swimming in fountains is all the wishes I ruin.
Okay.
Give me a number.
What do we have? We have 15, right? Do we have to...
He did. That was 15.
All right, 14.
14 is Daffy Duck.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mulligan. Just say Mulligan. Just
can I
say
do Mulligan.
Yes.
I can't take
that. Oh, my God. Just say Mulligan.
I'm soaking wet. In the face, not the crotch.
Yeah. No, never the crotch. Oh, in fact, drier than the Sahara.
One, four, let's see. One, two, four, five.
What? Give me one. I'll take one.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, God. How do I fucking do Bruce Springsteen?
Born in the USA. You know, he's just got that.
On the streets of Philadelphia.
Why would you do the AIDS song?
In the USA, I was born in the USA.
Hold on, go back to all the streets of Philadelphia. Go back to that one.
No, that's the last thing even a Bruce fan wouldn't go streets of Philadelphia first.
Because I saw one of the fucking TikTok videos of the fucking zombie.
Wait, what's that song about? It's about AIDS?
Yes, it was from the movie Philadelphia.
It was from the movie about the AIDS. Wasn't Tom Hanks in that movie?
I was born in the
USA.
You
can't just sing that song.
I got to get it. All right, y'all. Yeah, welcome to Jersey Asbury Park. That's where I'm from because I was born in the USA. And what's the line again, please,
Kate? The most rewarding thing about swimming in fountains is all the wishes I ruin.
You know, I'll tell you what, Asbury Park, welcome. Thank you for coming to see me. And we were all born in the USA, and the most rewarding thing about swimming in fountains is all the wishes that I ruined.
Oh,
yeah.
We were all born in the USA. Someone's like, I was from China.
yeah. I just jumped the fence. I just got here. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Come on.
Biden flew me over the border. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, man.
I mean, if I don't get close to a 10 on that one, you guys...
You're not getting close to a 10.
Oh, Jesus. Five.
Five.
How does Bruce Springsteen sound?
Not like that.
He's soft-spoken and throaty.
That was just...
Six.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I am in a good mood.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. If you're giving him... Yeah, you're in a happy place for yourself.
Yeah. My card is, I would, but my pontoon boat sank, and now my nunchucks are at the bottom of the pond.
That's a good one. I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah. That's hilarious. I would, but my pontoon boat sank, and my nunchucks are at the bottom of the pond? Just the visual of that's hilarious.
Would you rather have me do that one? Or, of course I'm qualified to be your birth doula. I'm a cruise ship magician with over 30 years of experience.
Either one.
Okay, both of them are funny.
All right. Bye, Crystal. See you later. Okay, give me a number.
Five.
Five. Talking into a fan. I have to do the talking, so maybe someone else can do the fan noise.
Oh, this ain't a participation thing.
You can take a mulligan on that.
Hang on. Maybe I'll take a mulligan, or maybe I'll... Hang on. Let me see if I can... No. Hang on.
Yeah, you got to be a professional beatboxer to be able to do that kind of stuff.
That's hard. To do that and say it's a line?
I am your father. How's that?
That works. Go ahead.
That works. Okay.
La la lo. I hate my mom. Sick of chicken. La la lo. I would. But my pontoon boat sank, and now my nunchucks are at the bottom of the pond.
It's really not much you could do with that.
Nah. I think what made me more sad is thinking about that my kids never got to experience that.
I am a fan.
Just for that reason.
You want me just to do a different voice?
You just give him a sore throat and let the dust fly in his face as he's going, remember that? Do you remember how dusty those fans were, some of them?
Yeah.
My grandma's fan was so dusty, and I would do it, and my throat would be so sore afterwards because I would just sit there for 30 minutes just yelling into it.
You know what I have left?
From the other end so it's not blowing
I have you. Fire Marshal Bill, ventriloquist using your hand as a puppet, underwater, and a jumping spider scared of a human. What's the other ones?
No, you did it. You're good. I'll give you six.
Six?
Yeah, okay. Because nowhere in the rules did it ever say that you couldn't use outside sounds,
props.
Right?
Yeah, use props.
Props, okay. Which you did. Right. So, yeah, I'm gonna go with a seven on that. That was good.
Seven.
I mean, that's okay. I would picture. Or,
it's a little boring, but, you know, what are you going to do?
It is what it is.
This might be close. Let's see. Four plus four.
No, I did awful.
Plus, yeah, but you got two tens. Corey, you got 38.
Yeah.
Come on, Jay.
Not my best. Jay, really? You got like 29.
You got 35.
Oh! 35. Wow. Not bad, Jay.
That's your best score
that's
ever,
a personal
Jay.
High
You got to feel good about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to feel good. Plus 7. Plus 9. And this last round's going to get me. Plus 6. Plus 7. Oh, I guess I did kick butt. I got 45.
Oh, wow. All right. Kane
Good
wins
night, everybody.
Again. You won last week, too.
I did?
The last time we did it. Yeah, you won.
You won.
So yeah. I'm on like a two-game winning streak here. News.
From a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
You want to smell like Easter? Peeps has a body spray now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that smell like fucking corn syrup and marshmallow.
Isn't that disgusting?
That's disgusting. God, what smells sweet like that? Remember that, like, they used to have, like, Jolly Rancher candles and stuff. You could smell like a Jolly, like, that's just gross.
What's that noise?
My front yard, probably.
Oh, it was you? Okay.
Yeah, it's truck.
So there's two different colors, pink and yellow. Yellow one is marshmallow scented, and the pink is strawberry cream.
Hey, you want to smell like type 2 diabetes?
I was just going to say that, damn it.
You want to smell like obesity in America? Here you go.
Diabetes in a bottle.
Yeah. Three out of four of you will someday get some sort of cancer. Here you go.
Pretend you have no feet. The cost of a menstrual period over a lifetime, you know, I just thought this was interesting. Women, you know how much you spend on your period?
Wow. I would say probably about like $25,000 to
$30,000. How much?
$25,000 to
$30,000.
Okay. Midol, if you think about it, tampons and pads and Midol. And...
How about just the pads? What do you expect to pay? In the United States, pads cost about 15 cents. So you're spending about $1,700 total on your period in your lifetime.
Oh, I would think it would be more,
too. Oh, way more. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nothing. You're bitching about tampons.
It's free. It's 1 week. It's 1 week out of every month.
Yeah.
Huh.
New car. might be telling your insurance company you're a bad driver. My insurance rates went up, and I was wondering why, because nothing happened. But there's an app called OnStar Smart Driver. You're not, but don't say okay to all that shit, because it, you know, can tell if you go 80. It can tell if you brake hard. Yep. It has all these insights. It can tell how you're driving.
Why does it feel like somebody's watching me?
Yeah, sends all that info right to your insurance company. So don't do that.
Wild, man.
Top five things your car would say if it could talk. Well, I haven't. Don't do a top five. These are just a few. If your car could talk.
Come on, man. You fart on me like that every time.
I had that written down.
Hey, man. Did you put a booger under me again?
Ah, I had that one too. Kind of. Not exactly, but kind of. What else? What else you got? I wrote, if you're going
to. Don't you fucking run that yellow light, dude. If another car touches me, I'm going to be pissed.
If you're going to sing to Nickelback, at least roll up the window.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, I guess that stop sign was just a suggestion.
Yeah. God, do you have to come to Walmart? It's so embarrassing. I don't want to be seen here.
I wrote, finger out of the nose, chief. But you already.
That's the picking.
Are you going to go to the gym and work out, or are you just going to sit in me the whole time?
Stop fixing your hair. You're not going to get laid. You drive. I'm a Kia.
Yeah. Okay. This oil's not going to change itself.
Forbidden Balls says, get your nasty pussy off the seat heater.
So wear some underpants. It's
you're not
summer
supposed,
out there. And
you're not supposed
I'm
to
leather.
Have. Oh, yeah. Go. Sorry. All right. You're not supposed to have sex with my stick shift, okay? That's.
Hey, it's daylight savings time. The clock will be right in 6 months. Yeah. Go ahead, stop at the strip club. I won't tell her. This station sucks. All right, that's enough. March Madness.
Did you put enough water bottles in the back seat? Because there's plenty back here.
If Jay's car could talk, it'd be kill me.
Amen.
I fucking stink. Kill me. Are you going to eat these Cheerios or are those game? You know there's a open can of SpaghettiOs on the floor, don't you?
Oh, I threw that out. That's gone.
God. Good. You probably had to throw the mat out, too, because it was stuck to it.
No, there was like white fuzz growing out of it, so I finally threw it out.
God.
That's called mold, dude.
Yeah, no.
It has a name.
I was wondering why.
It was white, it was fuzzy, and something like a black spot.
I was wondering why my kid would cough every time he got a cough. God.
You're killing your kid. I knew you didn't want him.
Oh damn.
Well, why else would you let your kid sit in filth every day? Let your kid sit in a car seat that was covered in Cheetos?
Man, I'm not that's a man his kid, man. I'm not going
My car is finally clean. I got Corey's car on the road. It's on the road.
All right, really bad jokes.
Good for you.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
Really Bad Jokes. Yeah, baby, yeah.
A new wastewater treatment plant in North Carolina makes beer from recycled water.
Oh.
Oh, I can't wait to have Bud Light.
I said they call it Bud Light. That's about as big a match as you get.
Yeah, that's great.
It's called Buttweiser.
93-year-old Rupert Murdoch got engaged.
Good for him.
I heard he still hasn't come out of his room yet. Wait, Murdoch was, hold on. Robert Murdoch was the one that did the financial shit?
He owned Fox.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
I think, right? Wasn't that him? Yeah.
93
years old. Can you believe he made a commitment like that for the rest of his life? He's crazy. So long. The king of Saudi Arabia called for an end to the heinous crimes taking place in Gaza.
And then he threw three gay guys off the roof of a Hyatt.
Oh, my God. I said then he excused himself because it's not like that homeless gay guy who stole a loaf of bread was going to behead himself.
Yeah.
Wow. We are on a roll. Turmeric. Is that how you say it? Turmeric?
I'd say turmeric. I don't know what you call it.
I just said turmeric, so I guess that's how I don't know. I've never... probably ever said that word before in my life.
And you've said it 14 times in the last 24 hours.
I know. Hey, it's like I got something new. I'm like a little baby with it. Yeah. Experts say lobsters may be able to feel pain.
Yeah, too bad they feel real good in my belly.
Yeah, and I may get hit by a bus. Let me know when you can. When you know for sure. You can say nay about anything.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? About? They say it about everything.
Everything. Experts say lobsters may be able to feel pain.
Well, I would imagine they can.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
they
sure.
are right. an organism. Right. They probably can feel things, you know.
That's just so stupid.
I mean, my dog feels it when I beat him, you know. I can tell. He's like, meow.
You talked about this yesterday, you know. May cause cancer or cure cancer.
That's what I say. I love it. Like, don't eat that. That may cause cancer. And they're like, okay, you don't eat it. Don't use that because it may help cancer. But the whole may thing. May help your stomach. Well, then I'm going to eat it. May hurt your stomach. Well, I'm not going to eat it.
Right. James Taylor turned 76 years old today.
Who?
You know, I seen fire and I seen rain.
He ain't seeing much of anything right now.
Caught up. What'd you say?
I said,
what's wrong with your wire? Your microphone is fucking falling apart.
He ain't seeing much of anything right now, is he?
Hey! He's seen fire, he's seen rain, but nowadays he's seeing whatever's on CBS.
But mostly soap operas.
And finally, Robert De Niro says 4 more years of Trump will be a nightmare. Not as big a nightmare as Wheel of Fortune without Pat Sajak. Well, let's get the hell out of here. You didn't really have anything for that.
No, I don't, because what's worse than a nightmare? Because that's what 4 years with Biden would be. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. And that is not.
Come on. You are fake news. Okay? You're fake news. Yeah.
All right. See you tomorrow. Show. Last show of the week. Early show?
Early show,
yeah,
Corey?
Early show, yeah. Yep.
All right. Awesome. Kane, have a good time today, man.
Good boy, everybody.
Later.
Kane and Corey.